Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. I didn't feel like doing my hair today, Larson, so I found this hat in one of my kids' rooms.
And you're literally doing Joey Janela cosplay there. You got the shirt, you got the hair sticking out of the backwards hat.
Right?
Yeah.
I need those, like, the cool 90s glasses, sunglasses, too.
Yeah, I don't think you can necessarily pull those off, but anyways.
So, let's get right into this. Okay, so here's the thing. We're going to lead off with this story about a possible spoiler. In terms of there might be a call-up from NXT going to main roster.
Yeah, so if you want to avoid spoilers of this particular topic, then it's fine. Click another video, watch something else, skip ahead, I don't know, like 3 or 4 minutes.
You know what I'll do if I remember? I will put time codes
in Timestamp it.
I'll timestamp it in the description. I think these days it like actually turns it into chapters.
It does.
If I'm not mistaken, I know that
you are not mistaken.
Trying.
That is the case that you can skip ahead. Totally. Awesome. So late yesterday, Wrestling Observer reported that a huge NXT star could be making the move over to the Blue brand. That's SmackDown. And again, if you don't want to know who it is, you want to be surprised, stop watching, skip ahead, something. So you've had ample warning.
Yeah.
Wrestling Observer is reporting that, quote, Matt Riddle's main roster debut right now is scheduled to be imminent, so his cage match with Timothy Thatcher could be his blow-off or lead to it shortly thereafter. PW Insider confirmed the Observer's report, adding, quote, there have been plans to move Riddle to the Blue brand since before WrestleMania 36, but they had been on pause coming out of that pay-per-view. Talk of the plans finally going into effect started making the rounds several weeks ago. Riddle will soon be completing his run with the NXT brand. Again, slated to face Thatcher in a cage fight this Wednesday. Tomorrow, Kurt Angle's special guest referee. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And then they conclude whether this ends up his farewell appearance remains to be seen. He could lose cage match. Poof. Teleport.
Yeah, he'll teleport out. It's kind of interesting. I mean, this might be the answer as to why this match isn't happening at TakeOver, which really isn't that far away. But if it's imminent, then, you know, that means now.
Speaking of which, very soon.
Yeah, on last night's edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer offered up some more details, stating that, quote, Riddle was performing Monday at the Performance Center, which he surmised could be for this Friday show or next week. So from what we understand, yesterday, Monday, they taped Raw in the afternoon and SmackDown later on in the day.
Yeah.
While Raw was airing on the USA Network, I think. Something like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So he noted that it's expected that Riddle will feud with Baron Corbin on SmackDown since Corbin eliminated him at the Rumble. I'll be honest, man, it's been 5 months since the Rumble. I'd be surprised if they reference something from 5 months ago.
Like if Matt Riddle shows up on SmackDown, bro Corbin, you eliminated me from Rumble. I want a piece of you.
I'd be surprised if that was the case. But I guess stranger things have happened. I mean, it's as good as any feud to kick things off, I guess, as long as Riddle gets his look, man. I think there's one guy who I think it would be fantastic to see Riddle immediately start a feud with. That's Daniel Bryan.
Heck
how
yes.
great would that be? Like, who cares what the heel face dynamic is? Have him come out and Oh, man, just an endless series of matches with him. And then, of course, Nakamura. There's all sorts of great wrestling guys on that show.
Yeah, as we've seen, one of Riddle's former opponents in NXT could potentially be his future opponent in SmackDown as well. Steve, why don't you kick this off?
Yeah, man. So Fightful Select, go check him out. Go subscribe to Fightful Select. Is reporting that, reported last night, rather, that Drew Gulak, already back in the WWE, man, because he was involved in a battle royal during yesterday's SmackDown taping. But, you know, a one-off on a battle royal, maybe it doesn't mean that he's actually signed. So, Larson, what's the what the details on that?
This, of course, fueled speculation that maybe Gulak has, in fact, re-signed. Of course, we'd heard Gulak's contract had expired. There was a bit of an impasse in negotiations. And so for about a week or two, he was a free agent. Anyways, PW Insider confirmed that he has re-signed, saying, quote, WWE sources have confirmed Gulak has indeed come to terms for a new deal with the company, and noted that, quote, WWE moved Drew Gulak back to the SmackDown roster page on their website at some point yesterday. An obvious sign the two sides have come to terms on a new deal after his deal expired several couple weeks back.
Cool. You know, so I wonder. Cool. I wonder if he was in. I wonder if he, you know, let his contract expire. You're not giving me the raise I want. Fine. Let's see what AEW has to say about that. Even though WWE might not care about that kind of stuff. Maybe they were just like, hey, listen, we're not going to give you a raise. We'll give you a spot on Up, Up, Down, Down to promote your Twitch channel. And Xavier Woods will give you some pointers about community engagement on your Twitch channel.
Or it could be a situation where, you know, he let his deal lapse and he's like, okay, I'll go see what AEW has to say. Wink, wink. And whether he actually there's any conversations in the span of what 10 days since his contract expired or not, and maybe if there were, if AEW was interested, maybe not the money he wanted, and he was like, well, I'm already here in WWE, I got a pretty decent spot work with Daniel Bryan, oh, Matt Riddle's coming in, I could have good matches with him. You know, it might not be perfect, but it is what it is.
In my fantasy world, I think that they doubled his contract.
Oh, that'd be great because he's deserving of it.
He totally is. Anyways, I'm happy to see him stay on SmackDown. Hopefully this means, you know, something Mike Kanellis said, Mike Bennett said, whatever his name is now, said, which, you know, he even contradicted himself on this. You know, when they give you a bunch more or when they re-sign you to contract, hey, they're spending money on you. That means they can't afford not to use you. That's what he was told when he re-signed with WWE. Yeah. These days, you that might have a bit more credence because of what we heard. Mm-hmm. There's just been a bunch of releases. They don't necessarily want dead weight. So I would like to think they're going to use Drew Gulak a little bit more, especially since given the, you know, that we're in the pandemic era, they don't have all hands on deck. He has been there week after week after week. He's developed a really great thing with Daniel Bryan. So, yeah, I'm excited to have him back in WWE.
And
I think it's
great. Going back to the Matt Riddle thing briefly, maybe one of the reasons, I know it said it was in the cards prior to WrestleMania 36, who knows how far in advance, but given that I believe he lives locally in the Orlando area, if they're feeling a bit short-staffed on either brand, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there would be an additional NXT call-ups just to help fill out the roster during this period of time when, you know, it seems like they are working with limited rosters for each show, potentially.
Now we think about it, who's actually been missing from these shows?
Other than Roman?
Yeah, Roman. That's a big name.
I mean, Tucky hasn't been on, but I'm guessing that's more because, of a creative decision than anything else.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, something to think about, I guess. Let's talk about this real here. In the wake of the tragic death of Stardom star Hana Kimura, it appears as if Japan may be taking steps to combat cyberbullying. CNN is reporting that, quote, Japan's Minister of Internal Affairs and Communication, Sane Takaichi, pledged on Tuesday to speed up government discussions around cyberbullying legislation. Takaichi would head a government panel to discuss whether internet users could be identified if their posts included slander and defamation. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga also expressed his condolences for Kimura's death on Monday, saying, quote, it is important to improve literacy on the internet so that users won't use comments to hurt others with slander. Of course, she was subject to quite a bit of really nasty cyberbullying, which led to her passing. due to her appearance on some show called Terrace House, which itself mm-hmm. has apparently been, due to the pandemic, it ceased production, but also the distribution on the international Netflix distribution channels has also been halted. Apparently, the episode that she sort of blew up on and that led to the backlash hadn't been aired internationally yet. And that looks to have been shelved at this point. I read that the other day. So yeah, that's good, man. It means that hopefully, you know, as tragic as her death is, it won't be in vain, and it might actually, you know, lead to some changes around that stuff, because that's nasty business right there.
It really is. It really, really is. Final bit of news here. So last week on News Brief, we talked about a report from The Athletic in which there is a XFL creditors who were of the belief that Vince was trying to buy back his own football league.
Yeah.
At the time, we were like, is that even possible? Isn't there some sort of legal apparatus that if you own a company that goes bankrupt, that you as owner of that company can't go back in afterwards and buy up the assets of the company that you previously owned through another company? Anyways, it was confusing, and we never made heads or tails of it. Anyways, today, ESPN's Kevin Seifert reported that, quote, in a filing in bankruptcy court, Vince McMahon said he will not be a bidder for the XFL. The unsecured creditors committee had previously objected to the proceedings, saying McMahon was trying to rig the process to buy back the league without fully paying back debtors. And Seifert added that Vince said in deposition that, quote, I'm not going to be a bidder. And Vince called the claims of creditors that he was trying to buy back the XFL, quote, inflammatory rhetoric and unsubstantiated accusations.
Yeah, you got caught, Vince. You got caught. Inflammatory rhetoric. Get out of here. That's his middle name, man. That's hilarious.
Not Kennedy.
Yeah. It's not Kennedy. It's inflammatory rhetoric and unsubstantiated accusations. Oh, man. That's hilarious. I'm not going to. I'm fine. I'm not going to buy it.
Fine. I won't buy back my league.
That's too much. Oh, Vince. Oh, Vince.
That's when I'll have a talk with Shane. Hey, Shane.
I know. Exactly. Paul, come in here, Paul. Dad, I don't want to buy the XFL.
No, you love the XFL.
You love it.
Number one fan, Paul Levesque.
Listen, I've set up a series of international bank accounts that we could funnel this money through straight to your account. Buy the XFL. you could do it under the Terrorizing LLC.
There you go. There you go.
You can have your own expansion club in Connecticut.
There you go. There you go. The pedigree. Anyways, so yeah, good stuff. Anyways, hey, patrons, Twitch subs, and YouTube channel members, you guys can check out Ask Steven Larson going up a little bit later today.
Yeah.
For bonus content. Thanks, and everybody. Then,
tomorrow we got our Last Ride episode 3 review. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I watched it this morning.
Same.
Cool. Right on. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.